Adam, how much are you looking forward to going against the Seattle defense, not just because of the Super Bowl, but because of how good of a defense they really are?
Anytime you get probably the best defense that we've seen the last couple of years, that, you know, obviously we played them in the Super Bowl, played them in preseason twice. Talented group, tons of speed. It's going to be a tough challenge for us, but it's exciting to get a play to the top defense in the league.
Are you looking forward to having a chance to go back at them so recently after Mortgage Price?
I don't know how recent. Different. I don't know how recently it is, considering we played that in February. We got a different group of guys. They got a different, you know, few different guys, and you know we've both retooled a little bit, and we'll see how this turns out.
Hey Adam, how can Emmanuel Sanders help you guys?
I think his quickness off the ball. I mean, these guys do a great job of getting their hands on the receivers, and you know his ability to create separation at top routes. I mean, that could always be to our advantage. We'll just see how they play and see how we match up, you know, on Sunday.
Coach, if Wilbur plays a lot, what does Jacob Tammy do?
He brings obviously the element of playing kind of that slot role slash tight end, so we're able to move him around a lot, and it's good to have that kind of flexibility with him.
Adam, after the Super Bowl, you took some blame, saying you wish you could have found that one play that could have turned the game around. In light of that experience and you're preparing for this week, did you have to be careful, you know, not to overthink your playlist, you know, your card, trying to come up with that perfect play that's going to work against this defense?
I think against these guys, you better stay away from the perfect play. You better come out. You better execute our game plan. Don't turn the ball over and get positive plays. These guys feed off turnovers, and we have to make sure that we hold on to the ball. That's going to be the number one goal.
When you look at that film, Goose, did you see plays that were left on the field or just weren't able to get to because of the pressure? In other words, it wasn't that the scheme was off necessarily, you just couldn't get to
it. It was a little bit of everything.
Okay.
It was a little bit of the scheme, a little bit of the pressure. We missed some things. We put the ball on the ground. We threw some interceptions. We had basically everything that could have gone wrong went wrong.
Okay.
So we have to do a better job of holding on to the football. That's going to be the number one goal.
Coach, what was your reaction to getting Wes Welker back this week?
Anytime we get to see Wes again, that's a great thing. He's, you know, one of our better leaders, and just having him back out on the field and guys seeing him out here practicing the way he does, that's great for our guys to see.
With all the talk about their secondary, does the D-line kind of get lost in the shuffle as far as what it does to make things easier for the guys in the back end?
Well, I think our guys are aware of their D-line. I know that. I mean, these guys are good pass rushers. That back end's about as good as there is, if not the best. And those linebackers are probably the ones that people forget about. Those guys, that's a good group of linebackers. I mean, this defense as a whole, I mean, you're talking about three teams in the history of football, the 85 Bears, the 2000 Ravens, and these guys. I mean, that's where these guys rank in defensive football. I mean, these guys are one of the best teams, you know, ever to play, and they're trying to show it again this year.
What makes that secondary so unique beyond the athleticism? They play fast, but a lot of people say that it's their fundamentals. They adhere to, they're very disciplined within their scheme. Is that part of it? Why are they so much better than other secondaries that we hear?
Besides just being really good athletes, their intelligence level is off the charts. That's one of the things that I respect Richard Sherman probably a lot more than people really give him credit for, as far as how smart he is, how he's able to diagnose an offense and use it to his advantage. He does a great job of baiting quarterbacks, and when he does get them, he doesn't miss opportunities much. And that's why he is, you know, if not the best guy, one of the top corners in the league.
Do you think his time as a receiver helps him with that?
I'm sure it does. It probably allows him to understand what offenses are trying to do. And he was able to use that to his advantage. It's helped him since he's been in the NFL.